This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. The government has approved an incentive scheme for promotion of low-value Bheem UPI transactions. Briefing media on the cabinet decisions in New Delhi last afternoon, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the scheme will be implemented at an estimated outlay of 1,500 crore rupees.
1,500 crore rupees ki ye scheme hai, and as per this scheme, jo small merchants ke payments honge up to 2,000 rupees, usme koi ट्रांजेक्शन की कॉस्ट नहीं लगेगी और उनको इंसेंटिव दिया जाएगा और इसमें जो रिजर्व बैंक ऑफ इंडिया की जो स्टैंडर्ड डेफिनेशंस हैं वो सारी की सारी एप्लीकेबल होगी.
Mr. Vaishnav said the government has decided to set up a new brownfield ammonia urea complex fertilizer plant within the existing premises of Brahmaputra Valley Fertilizer Corporation Limited at Namrup in Assam. He said the estimated total project cost is 10,601 crore rupees with debt equity ratio of 70:30 through a joint venture. The minister informed that the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved the construction of a six-lane, access-controlled, greenfield national highway to connect JNPA port to Chowk in Maharashtra. The centre also gave nod to the revised Rashtriya Gokul mission to boost growth in the livestock sector. The Cabinet also approved the revised national programme for dairy development. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the Udyam Utsav at Amrit Udyan in Rashtrapati Bhavan today. The event is being organized by the Ministry of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises. It will culminate on 30th of this month and it seeks to empower and encourage MSMEs by bringing the country's vibrant heritage closer to the citizens. India plans to establish its own space station, Bharat Antariksh Station, by 2035 and to land an Indian astronaut on the moon by 2040. Union Minister of State and Prime Minister's Office Dr. Jitendra Singh stated this while replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha yesterday. On return of NASA astronaut Sunita Williams and Bushwill Moore to Earth, Minister said it is a moment of glory, pride and relief that they came back to Earth safely. Astronauts Sunita Williams and Bushwill Moore returned to Earth yesterday morning aboard Elon Musk's Space Crew Dragon spacecraft after spending 9 months in space. Their SpaceX capsule parachuted into the Gulf of Mexico. Union Road and Transport Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has said that green power constitutes more than 42% of the country's total power basket. The minister said this while addressing the 32nd Converges India Expo, Smart Mobility India Expo and 10th Smart Cities India 2025 in New Delhi today yesterday. Mr. Gadkari underlined that the government is giving special priority to alternative fuel and biofuel. Highlighting various projects that will reduce travel time in future, the minister said that the distance between Delhi and Dehradun, Delhi and Jaipur as well as Chennai and Bangalore will reduce to 2 hours. He added that the travel time between Delhi and Mumbai will also be reduced to 12 hours. Minister of State for Environment, Forest and Climate Change Kirti Vardhan Singh has emphasized that India is not merely responding to the climate crisis but also shaping the global agenda with decisive action and innovative policies. Addressing the inaugural session of a conference titled India 2047, Building a Climate Resilient Future in New Delhi yesterday, the minister said that India is marching towards the goal of Viksit Bharat 2047, a future where development is not just about economic growth but also includes living in harmony with nature. Mr. Singh highlighted that the National Action Plan for Climate Change has driven transformative initiatives in renewable energy, sustainable agriculture and climate resilience. United States has said that Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky has agreed to a partial ceasefire in the war against Russia that was discussed by U.S. President Donald Trump and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin. The White House said the U.S. President briefed Mr. Zelensky on a phone call about his conversation with Mr. Putin and the key issues were discussed. Caroline Leavitt, the White House spokesperson, said the two leaders have agreed on a partial ceasefire. She added that technical teams will meet in Saudi Arabia in the coming days to discuss broadening the ceasefire to the Black Sea on the way to a full ceasefire. In Swiss Open badminton tournament, several Indian shuttlers, including Kidambi Srikanth, Isharani Barua and Anupama Upadhyay, have advanced to the pre-quarterfinals of singles events at Basel. Indian women's doubles pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand also entered the pre-quarterfinal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.